From above, the view appears to show a city unaffected by Yemen's civil war. But Aden's coastline tells a different story. One of fishermen struggling to make ends meet. Mohammed Yahya is one of them. He remembers when thousands of fishing boats ventured onto the Red Sea, coming back with tuna, sardines, and lobster. Now there are fewer fishermen and fewer prospects.
The price of boats and fishing materials have gone up. The fighting and insecurity is really affecting us economically. Life in general is more difficult.
Before the war started, seafood was among Yemen's top exports. But with years of fighting, its ports and processing sites have been destroyed. Fishermen have been killed, and thousands more displaced.
Our days are unpredictable. It all depends on supply and demand. Sometimes we buy a good catch from the local fishermen and we make a profit. Other days we lose money.
Most of Yemen's 30 million people need some form of humanitarian aid. Buying fish has become a luxury many can't afford. Prices have doubled in some areas, so more fishermen are sending their catch abroad for higher profits. About 500,000 people worked in the fishing industry before the war. Now it employs less than half. With limited fuel, many can't afford higher petrol prices for their boats, and others can't get out of debt.
Reports of fishermen who are killed at sea aren't made public very often. But we know some of them got shot because they got into restricted waters, zones where fishing is off limits because of the conflict.
But fishermen say the industry, though damaged, is still a vital part of the community and their livelihoods. They hope in time things will improve for them and their country. Katia Lopez-Odoyan, Al Jazeera.